It's really strange to look out here and see an empty sanctuary, but I know at home that we're joining together in one spirit, so I'm super excited about that. So let me pray, and let's get this thing started. Father, we love you, and we thank you. We thank you for families all over the place and people all over the place that are joining in with us live right now. It says in your word, two or more gathered in your name, you are with us, God. And I know there's more than two right now that are gathered. Lord, we just ask that right now you anoint me to preach the good news, to set the captive free, to heal the sick, and to raise the dead, God. We thank you. And every family and every person that is at home or in their car or wherever they're at watching this right now, may you anoint them, may you touch them, and may you love on them right now wherever they are. We love you, we praise you, in Jesus' mighty name. And God's children said, amen. Amen. So church, here we are. This is strange, but it's very exciting times to be living right now. Did you read the book of James that we talked about a couple weeks ago? It's an awesome book, 5 chapters. If you haven't read it, please feel free to do that this week, especially if you have a lot of time on your hands. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the Word of God and the living Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God, and it's the inspired Word from God to you and to me. God sent His Spirit to inspire around 40 people to write a book about His love for you, spanning 1,600 years. The miracle of the Bible is the second greatest miracle in human history. It was from completely different men, and most of them never even met each other. Why would God do that? Because you were made for more. The greatest and most significant miracle in human history is the living Word. John 1:1 says this, "In the beginning the Word already existed, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." God became man in a person of Jesus Christ. Jesus was actually God's living Word to us. The written Word of God oftentimes tells us that the living Word of what the living Word of God said. So you can read the written Word because of what the living Word said. Here's one of the things that he said in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth." The Greek word used here for authority is this word called ekousia. Ekousia. Ekousia means this, delegated authority. What is authority? According to its definition, it means this, quote, "The power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience," end quote. God the Father, Abba, Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, master of all things, has all authority in the universe. Matthew 28:18 says, Jesus came and told his disciples, "I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth." Jesus had all authority. Ecclesia. And when he was here on earth, he had all authority. Authority is a big part of our life, isn't it? It's in almost everything we do. Look where we're at right now. Because of the authority of the government and the authority of the CDC and the authority of the state of Iowa, if that's where you're watching or whatever state you're watching from, there's an authority above us. And because they're trying to contain this coronavirus that is going on right now, this COVID-19, the authority has said you cannot gather in any more than 10 or any more than 10 people. They're trying to do what they can because of authority. But here's the most important thing about authority is what is its source. The power of the authority depends on where and who it comes from. For instance, you get pulled over by a police officer, right? You're speeding. Boo, woo, 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 right? And then you say, they pull you over, license and registration. You say, "Sorry, sir, you don't have any authority over me." Technically, that individual doesn't have any authority over you, but through training and equipping and then commissioning from the police department, that police officer does have authority over you when he or she puts that uniform on. When the badge goes on, they're backed by the state, which and where they wear, or the city that you were pulled over in. They represent the authority that is above them to you at that moment. So slow down, okay? Authority is power that is granted to someone else by the one who is in a position of authority. The strength of the authority is always based on the power that is behind it. So, church, who is granting you authority? What authority have you put on? And here's another question. What authority have you taken off? When God created the earth, he made man in his image, and he gave him authority over all living things here on earth. We have dominion on earth. Well, that's until sin entered the world. By the disobedience and the pride of Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve thought they could do things better than God, and with the help of the lies of the enemy, the devil, they disobeyed God's commandment to not eat from that just one tree over there. They did it anyway. It was at that moment the devil gained all authority from mankind here on earth. But Jesus, the living Word of God, Jesus, the resurrected King, came to resurrect and reconcile all things back to God. When Jesus died on the cross, it seemed like Satan was victorious. It seemed like Satan was victorious over Jesus, like he had authority and rulership over Jesus. But on the third day, Jesus rose from the grave with resurrection power and therefore triumphed. He triumphed over the enemy. In that moment, Satan was stripped of all his authority. Children of God, you've gained back all authority on earth because of what Christ did. When he took the stripes, he died on the cross, and then he rose from that grave. Can I get an amen? Come on now. I'm preaching better than your amen. And you know I was going to say it, right? That was good. I know. I got one person in here laughing. Hallelujah. See, salvation in Jesus breaks the power of sin and the authority of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. But when people keep on sinning, it shows that they belong to the devil, who has been sinning since the beginning. But the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. One's in Christ. Believers. Church. You have the same purpose on earth today. To destroy the works of the devil. Christ chose to give his authority to us, his disciples. What's a disciple? It's a follower or a student of Jesus. Jesus said this to his disciples 2,000 years ago in John chapter 14, verses 10 through 14. I'm going to read it in the NLT. Don't you believe that I am the Father and the Father's in me? The words I speak are not my own, but the Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father's in me, or at least believe because of the works that you have seen me do. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works. Because I'm going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. So wait a second. So ask of the Father in Jesus' name for anything? See, this is where people get caught up in heresy. It is anything not for your glory. It is anything for God's glory. So we have to be able to discern what is God and what is not God. You do that by this, knowing God's nature. And you learn his nature by reading his word. Read his word to know how to use his authority. Amen? Our authority comes from the same place where Jesus got his authority. It comes from the one seated on the throne, our Father. And it is found in God's word, and it's empowered by the Holy Spirit. Listen, what's going on in our world right now does not surprise God. Doesn't surprise him. He's on the throne, church. He's on the throne. Colossians 3, 1 through 3 says this. Since you've been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in a place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life. The real life is hidden with Christ in God. We must know and speak God's word. Speak the solution into the situation, and you do it in the name of Jesus. What are you saying right now about this coronavirus? What are you saying about what it's doing in our world today? How are you speaking about this? How are you believing in this? And are you thinking of heavenly things? Or are you thinking of worldly things? Does CNN have more in your mind than Jesus does right now? See, the word of God contains the solution. Don't see it as it is, but see it as how it should be, or how it could be, or how it can be. These are the realities of heaven. If you proclaim the word of God in the name of Jesus with authority, signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those who do so. Amen? God always stands behind his word. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-4 says this in the NIV. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Verse 4. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they are divine. They have divine power to demolish strongholds. We, church, are victorious with his word to demolish strongholds. Remember, you, ones in Christ, you have the same purpose on earth today as Jesus did 2,000 years ago. That's to destroy the works of the devil. I want to pray with you right now, and I'm going to keep preaching in a moment. I want to pray with you about this hold that is on our world right now with the coronavirus. Please join me. If you're with your family, will you grab hands? If you're with somebody else, will you grab hands? And if you're all alone or whatever, will you just extend your hands right now? We're just going to join together and we're going to pray. Father, we lift up this situation to you right now with this coronavirus all over our world, in our nation, in our states, in our communities, and some people even in their own backyard or even in their home or in hospitals. And right now we break the curse of this sickness by the power and by the blood of Jesus that is greater than anything right now. We want to destroy the works of the devil. This was created by somebody in a lab somewhere, and however it got there, if it was through some sort of fish or animal or person or however it was, this was intended to harm. But Jesus, you came to give life and life to the fullest. In your word, it says in John 10:10, the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. This is of the devil. This is not of you, God. And I realize we live in a broken and hurting world, but God, you're the God of life. And it says in your word in John 10:10 in the back half, it says, you came to give us life and life to the fullest. I speak life to this situation. Be with the doctors, be with all the scientists, be with our president, be with rulers and leaders all over, everywhere. And I pray that right now you give them wisdom and knowledge and what to do and how to do it. And I pray for all the church all over the world that we not go out and do things maybe that you haven't called us to do, but you have already called us to pray in one spirit, no matter where we're at, no matter what we're doing. It says in your word, you gave these words to your apostle Paul to pray without ceasing. God, we pray right now because prayer breaks the back of the devil. Prayer changes everything. God, we invite you into this situation right now. And Lord, I just want to ask for forgiveness that we have forgotten who you are and what you've done in our life. God, we've put other things as priority above you. We've put other things like we've given celebrities, and we've given people like athletes and other people. We've made them gods in our country, and we forgot about the one true God. Lord, we ask for forgiveness now. And I thank you that whatever you're doing, God, I thank you that you're in the midst of this. We love you. We praise you. We have faith to believe your word is true. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. How could mankind have such authority? It's because God makes covenants with men. God made a covenant with us believers. This covenant was a blood covenant, and a blood covenant cannot be broken. Christ Jesus has given us everything we need. His blood, his word, his name, and his authority. But Christ's victory over the enemy is our victory when we are in Christ. Here's some good news, right? We need some good news, amen? We've had a lot of not such good news. But here's some good news today, church. The God of the universe is the power behind our authority in the name of Jesus. Remember, authority is delegated power. So Spider-Man, okay? Yeah. Spider-Man's uncle, guy's super wise, right? He said these things. Quote, "With great power comes great responsibility." End quote. Likewise, church, with great authority comes great responsibility. Because you were made for more. Reading and knowing God's word is so important. This is so important. But church, if I have to be honest, for so long, the church for many years, we're good at reading this, but we're not good at this next thing. In James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25, it says, "But don't just listen to God's word. Don't just watch somebody preach God's word. Don't just listen. Don't just read." It says this, "You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, you walk away, and you forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you've heard, then God will bless you for doing it." You should not just read God's word or listen to God's word or hear God's word or watch God's word. We need to do God's word. If there's anything that's super awesome right now, is listen. I wish you were here with me right now. I wish we were worshiping together. Brent and his family, they're very sick right now. I wish he was able to lead worship for us right now. I wish we were able to do these things. But listen, this is what's happened in our world. A church that was stationary, that maybe didn't do so much of God's word, but we were very good at reading it. We went from a stationary church to a mobile one. We're everywhere. Let me tell you, anybody who doesn't believe in God's word right now can get on Facebook, they can get online, they can get on YouTube, they can go all over the place, and God's word is spoken everywhere right now because churches like ours are doing this for the first time. And it is absolutely exploding all over, and I'm thankful for that because it's going to change the dynamic of how we reach the lost. Now, I want us to come back together, and I hope it's very soon, but until then, be a mobile church. Be empowered by the Spirit of God. Have your authority in Christ and do what God has called you to do. You must pray. You must pray. You must pray. See, we have to not just listen or read God's word. We must do his word. We act upon God's word through the authority of Jesus, and we do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' death and resurrection. Now listen to me, church. The resurrection and the death of Jesus was not just about our eternity. It is also about our authority. I'm going to say that again. Jesus' death and resurrection was not just about our eternity. It's not all about just going to heaven. It's also about our authority here on earth. Amen? Amen? Come on. Come on now. Amen? Amen. Think of the things you could be doing right now for the kingdom of God if you truly understood your authority through your relationship with God because of what Christ has done. What would the world look like right now through this epidemic if the church would rise up and do what we're called to do. People are saying right now at home, well, Pastor, we can't meet together and we can't go out and do these things. When Paul was in prison, did he get out of the prison? Do you think he was powerless in the prison? Come on now. Now I'm preaching. If you're at home, now I'm not calling home prison. It depends how crazy your kids are, right? Come on now. No, I'm not calling that prison. What I'm saying is, if you're held into an area, that does not make you powerless. That makes you powerful. It's time to pray. It's time to get in your authority. It's time to do what God has called us to do. Because a lot of times we'd rather do things than pray about it. And most of the time we're supposed to pray about it before we went anyway. Let me tell you, a revival is about to take place. It's coming. But it's not going to come if the church doesn't pray. And right now God has said, pause. He's hit the pause button in our life and he said, get your priorities right. Get things right in your life right now. And you need to pause, you need to get on your knees, and you need to pray. Because only will God heal our land if God's people will pray, if they'll repent of their sin, and they will come to God and ask for forgiveness. That's when he's going to heal our land. It's not because we're going to go out or we gather together on a Sunday. Jesus is bigger than Sunday. Amen? Amen. The New Testament teaches us this. The body of believers, the church, to do something about sickness, poverty, hopelessness, and evil in this world. Why? Why does the New Testament tell us, the church, to do this? Because we have heavenly delegated authority. Because we are in Christ. 2 Timothy 1, chapter 1, verse 7 says this. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. That word power is authority. Authority and love and of a sound mind. The authority that has been given to the believer says this in Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Just because I'm a preacher doesn't mean I'm the only one that gets the Spirit of the Lord upon us. That's on you. If you believe in Jesus, the Spirit of the living God is upon you. And what is it for? Luke 4, 18 and 19. For he has anointed me, he's anointed you, to bring the good news to the poor. He's sent me to proclaim that the captives will be released. Come on now. And the blind will see, and the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. It is almost here, church. It is almost here. It is almost here. We also have the authority and the power over any evil ruler, power, or leader. I'm going to read these next verses and we're going to pray and we're going to close. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 through 22. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in a place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. You hear what I just said? This is God's word. This is truth. Verse 21. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or coronavirus or leader or anything else. Not only in this world, but also the world to come. Last verse, 22. God has put all things under the authority of Christ, and he's made him the head over all things for the benefit of the church. Now I want to say this. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus, he goes into the wilderness, right? And he's going to be tempted for 40 days. And he goes into this wilderness. But this is what we forget, because a lot of times we think, man, I have authority in Christ. I'm going to go out and do everything, right? And you do have that authority. But we have to be careful. We're not trying to be better than Jesus or to be more wise than Jesus is. Even Jesus himself, before he walked into those 40 days in the desert, he was led by what? He was led by the Spirit of God. Now, church, I believe right now at this time, I think there's a time coming, but right now in this time, we're not led to the Spirit of God to go into hospitals and pray for these people unless the Spirit of God has told you. Right? Don't get prideful in thinking that I'm going to do and take my authority and do my will. No, we take God's authority and we do his will. And I think right now, God is asking us everywhere, at one moment, at this day, at this hour. See, last week was the day of prayer, but this week is the day of live cast, right? This is live everywhere. This is the day that we get to join together live all over the globe at this very moment, and we get to pray. We must be led by the Spirit. I'm going to pray here in a moment. I'm going to read one last verse, and I'm going to ask you to join to pray with me before we close. Let me pray for this. Father, Spirit of the living God, right now, everywhere that you are, it says in your word, you're omnipresent. You're omniscient. You're not only everywhere, you're also all-knowing. And God, I ask that right now, that we be led by you with your authority. God, what are you asking us to do as a church right now, other than the obvious? Because it says in your word that we're to obey the leaders above us, because they're put in place by you. And we're not only supposed to obey them, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but we're also to pray for them. To pray for them. This is not an attack on the church. All gatherings are canceled. I know, God, right now there's a lot of people struggling because even their own weddings had to be rescheduled or canceled, or they had to do something with 10 people or less. God, I know there's all kinds of gatherings right now that are being effective, but Lord, this will not break us. This will not hurt us. This actually makes us mobile, and this makes us stronger. I'm reminded in your word, it even says that through persecution, that's how the church exploded. This isn't persecution, but this is separation right now. And I pray that through this separation, there'll be an explosion by the authority and by the power of Jesus. And we ask that right now, Spirit of the living God, may you give us wisdom in what to do at this time. Let us be led by your Spirit to do your will at this very hour. Because when we come back together again, I truly believe it, there's going to be a revival in church. And Lord, we have made things that it shouldn't be in America in church. We said, say a prayer and live how you want, but that is never what it's like to follow Jesus. God, even in our homes now and in our prayer closets, we ask that you transform us, that you mold us, that you shape us, that you set us on fire. May you take the things that don't look like you, and while we are quiet and things are settled, we can hear your voice better, and may you refine us. May you burn something new in us. May you make us more like your Son, God. So that way when we join together, the church is stronger, the church is more powerful, and there's instantaneous fire that takes place. Lord, we love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, church. Now I want you to open your Bibles to James chapter 5. It's an awesome verse that I'm going to pray. Pastor Cody, I'm going to stand up. I believe that I've met my quota of sitting, which is perfect because I just got to get up for a moment before we close out. Now, if you know me personally, that was very difficult to do because I'm a mover when I'm preaching. But I want to do this before we close. James chapter 5. We're going to do verse 16. I'm going to keep preaching just in case there's a recording or whatever. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. James 5:16. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So I want you to grab the hands of the people at wherever you're at right now. You can wash them later. But I want you to grab the hands of the people around you. And you're righteous not because of your own, but you're righteous because of what Jesus has done. And our authority is not in our own will, but it's in God's will. And the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And we ask that right now, we're going to come together and we're going to pray for an effective and powerful prayer. Lord, as we gather together before we close, we just ask that this prayer, this powerful prayer, meets heaven. And it says in your word, through Jesus and his words, he says that we can have heaven here on earth. And in heaven, there is no sickness, there is no disease, there is no chaos. People are coming together in unity right now. God, we ask that your heaven meets our earth, and your supernatural meets our natural right now. And as we join together, I ask that these powerful and effective prayers reach you, God, that you would do something amazing. Lord, we trust you. We believe in you. And right now, may you break the bondage of sin and sickness and disease in our world today. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Church, I think we went off for a little bit. Pastor Cody just told me. But I want to make sure that you're praying together as your family together. And we apologize. Apparently our internet is being dragged down by a lot of other people's internet. So that's just kind of where we're at right now. But where do we cut off, Pastor Cody? What part was I at? The first prayer? Did I read Ephesians chapter 1? Okay. Okay, we just went off at the end. So this is what we just prayed, and I want to pray with you again. So I think you missed part of my prayer, but the last verse I wanted to do is I was asking everybody to open up their Bibles to James chapter 5. One of my favorite verses in all of the Bible is in verse 16, and the back half is what I'm going to be saying right now. And then we're going to pray together again since we missed that. So James chapter 5, verse 16 is what we're going to read. It says this. Back half. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Now you say, I'm not righteous. Not in your own accord. You're righteous because of what Jesus did. You take off your filthy rags and he wraps you in his clothes, in his righteousness. And you're not powerful. Your prayers aren't powerful other than the fact that they're backed up by the authority of the most powerful being ever. So, technically, you're a righteous person, and your prayers are powerful and effective. And it says that I can send 1,000 to flight, but if we join together, that can send 10,000 angels to flight when we pray. But we're going to join together as a church, however many people are on this, and we're going to join together right now, and we're going to pray together. So wherever you're at in your home right now, or wherever you're at, if you're able to, you can wash your hands in just a moment. Will you grab hands with somebody near you, and we're going to join together as we close today. We're going to pray for righteous persons' prayers because they're powerful and effective, because they're backed by the authority of Jesus. They're backed by the authority of the maker of heaven and earth. And I want to say this last thing before we go. I hope you're doing well. We pray for you often. We think of you. We love you. We miss you very much. And we're very sad that we're not able to meet together. But church, I want us to get connected. First Open Bible. If you know anybody in our church, maybe even the older ones, that don't have a computer, they don't have a smartphone, they don't have this, if you have their phone number, call them today. Tell them about how we got together as a church. Tell them what you've learned from this morning. Tell them about what's going on in your life. Reach out, and we need to come together, and we need to lift each other up in prayer as well. But let's pray together right now before we close. We're going to come together, we're going to pray before we close, and then we're going to see you again next Sunday, and maybe another time too. Right now, let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for whatever it is that you're doing in the midst of this. God, we don't always have to understand everything that you're doing, but we trust you. We believe in you. We have faith to believe your word is true. We have faith to believe that you have our best interest at hand right now. It says that you work everything together for the good of those who follow you, believe you, and do the commands that you have. You do that for us, God, and we come together right now. And Lord, I pray right now as one body. I pray for our world, God. I pray for our nation. I pray for our city. I pray for our community, I pray for our families, I pray for our coworkers, I pray for anybody and anybody who is affected by this, God, that the fear that is taking place, you must go in the name of Jesus right now. You must go, fear. I break the back of this sickness by the power and by the blood of Jesus, and I pray that this powerful prayer will reach heaven, and your supernatural is going to meet our natural right now. God, we pray for everybody in authority that you've placed there, God. We pray for them to have wisdom. And anybody who doesn't know you as Savior, I pray that they come to know you as Savior, that in a hopeless situation in our world, that the hope of glory is there. Preach, church, preach, church. You've got to preach. Preach the simple prayers. Preach the simple gospel of love. I'm reminded in your word, God, that you gave your one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. God, I thank you for the ones that right now are going to come to you through this. And I believe that our country is going to be better. God, I thank you that right now, see, only you could orchestrate this. We were so close to a political civil war that only you could take the Democrats and the Republicans, the liberals and the conservatives, and they could come together as one to fight for the nation, to fight for Americans. Only you can bring a unity like this. Although the circumstances, I think, are of the enemy, but just like your servant said in Genesis, that the devil intended this for evil, but God, you made it good. There's good in this, church. There's good in this. Father, we come together. We love you. We praise you. And I pray that our prayers be powerful and they accomplish exactly what they're called to accomplish. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. We love you, church. We're going to see you again soon. Bye for now.